one should contemplate on how the holy name is the most auspicious thing to be achieved in the whole creation. The Shastras repeatedly extol the very, very pure position of Krishna. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. The word pavitra, the mangala, is repeatedly used in the scriptures. How the Supreme Lord is supremely pure. Arjuna calls him as pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam divyam adidevam ajambibam. By understanding how Krishna is the paramam pavitram, the supreme purifier, or the Krishna mantra is also supremely purifying. Om a pavitra pavitrova sarva avastam gatopiva. Yasmaret, the word smaret is most important. Yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhahi abhayantra shuchi. Externally and internally one becomes completely purified by the smaran of the paramam pavitram Krishna. As Krishna is supremely purifying, his holy name is also purifying, because Krishna is non-different from his holy name. That is why it is sung, Maduram madurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanam pavanebhyopi hare namaiva kevalam. So, this madurata of the holy name, the pavitrata of the holy name, is to be repeatedly remembered and meditated upon. That is why Yamaraj, while telling his assistants, Yamakinkras, he told them, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnoho Jagan Mangalam Amhasam. Jagan Mangalam Amhasam means the holy name not only can purify one or two people, it can purify the whole world. Jagat Mangalam Amhasam. Mahatam Api Kaurabhya Vidyai Kantika Nishkritam. He said, no matter how much sins might have been accumulated by anyone, the holy name has the power to wipe out and eradicate all the previously accumulated sins. So, if one takes in the holy name and meditates on the pavitrata of the holy name, he is surely going to be purified by that. But we chant the holy name so much, why we don't get purified? Because we don't remember the holy nature of the holy name, or the pavitrata of the holy name. Or there is another reason, which is also explained. Just like in our body, we have a mouth through which we give input of the food. And there is a exit door from where the unwanted stuff is thrown out. So both should keep regularly happening. If we keep on putting food in one side and the other side exit door, unwanted things are not removed. Then what happens? Inside, unwanted thing increases. So, one time, there was one man who was eating a lot of food, but he was becoming more and more skinny. Then, this happened somewhere abroad. So, when the man was brought to Jesus, Jesus told, don't give him anything to eat now. Allow him to fast. So, he was fasted for some two weeks or so. And everybody thought Jesus was cruel. So, after 2 weeks of fasting, one day he called him and took some milk, hot milk, and it was smoky hot milk. So he brought it near his mouth, and the man was very, very eager to drink because 2 weeks he didn't eat anything, and it was taken away. Again he brought it and he took away. People thought he was teasing him. So he only told him, don't drink it, but just smell the foam, smell the smoke coming. So as he smelled, suddenly out of his mouth a tapeworm came out. Started coming out of the mouth. Then it was pulled out. Just pulled out a long tapeworm. And this creature was the one who was eating all the food. You put a lot of food inside, that eats and remains inside, and it doesn't give nourishment to the body. Similarly, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, somebody may chant many, many rounds and very, very carefully and everything, but the offenses committed before this dry up all the nourishment that we supply. 100% remains skinny in spiritual life. Because the offenses do not allow us to make any progress in Krishna consciousness. just like this tapeworm was eating everything. So the tapeworm had to be removed. So that fellow was starved. That is why one has to develop the right attitude in the devotional life itself, which has a very great effect on how we chant the holy name. Otherwise, somebody is constantly committing offenses day after day, month after month, year after year. They're accumulating more and more tapeworms inside, which swallows all the benefits one may gain from the chanting of the holy name. And chanting, instead of having a positive effect, it seems to be having an adverse effect. Similarly, another example is given of how if there is a part of dahi, you have thrown out the dahi, still there is some dahi sticking inside. And you pour milk in that, what happens? All the milk turns into dahi again. It doesn't benefit. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while teaching Rup Siksha, he said that sometimes a plant is growing like a tomato plant, but nearby there is some weed growing which is also looking similar to the tomato plant. You have seen there are two plants which look alike, tomato plant and another plant which is looking like tomato plant only. But when will you know when the tomato plant grows, it will produce very nice reddish big tomatoes. Other plant will produce this much size fruit, very tiny. And that too, it is not edible fruit. It is a poisonous fruit. But both the plants are looking same. So you keep watering it, instead of watering tomato plant, you water the other plant. And then that keeps growing. Similarly, in the path of devotional service, if one is watering the wrong plant, then one will become very unhappy over a period of time as one progresses. One spends more and more years because the weeds or the offensive mentality is being watered, you see. On the other hand, if the water is put on the right plant, then it grows and produces wonderful fruits which are the most expected fruits. Like he says, the sweetness of the holy name which every jiva is hankering to taste, that taste will be achieved if one is following this. So, when we are... So two things I said. One is we should meditate on the holiness of the holy name, pavitrata of the holy name, when we take in the holy name. Because in the path of spiritual life, the smaran is most important aspect. That is why he says, the meditation upon the purifying nature of the holy name repeatedly will also purify our hearts. That was one thing. Another thing, even though the holy name is supreme purifier, we cannot blame the holy name for not purifying our heart. Because we are not allowing the holy name to do the job, because we are accumulating kachada inside. And we are going on increasing the quantity of that and not allowing the holy name to take its effect. So that is another thing to be meditated upon. That is why the input has to be controlled, because mouth is the input. What is going inside? Most of the people are having problem in the body. The sickness is due to what input we give. So the input is very important. If one is not feeding things that are dangerous for the system inside, at the same time, one is chanting the holy name and meditating on the pavitrata of the holy name, he is sure to become purified. There is no doubt about it. हरिनाम प्रभु की yeah.